KUOW has reported that bridges at critical points on I-5 and I-405 are vulnerable to severe earthquake damage because they are built on hollow columns. But that's not the end of it. Another 474 bridges and overpasses in the state need to be retrofit so they won't fail in a major earthquake. They can be fixed, but as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, the State Transportation Department has no plan to fix them.
And there's been little public discussion about them. These 474 bridges take us from home to work and back. They're on I-5, I-405, and I-90. WSDOT says it can't fix these bridges now. It's putting its limited funds into bridges that could fail from lack of maintenance.
I think it's important for people to recognize that this is a threat.
This is Steve Kramer, professor of civil engineering at the University of Washington, a specialist in earthquake hazards.
Politicians have ignored the problems of the decaying infrastructure for so long that our risks with respect to earthquakes and just general wear and tear and deterioration are enormous.
The State Transportation Department says it could cost $1 billion to prepare I-5 alone for the earthquake that we're told is coming. Money it does not have. Why is that? It tends to take a crisis. Ours started in San Francisco, the Loma Prieta earthquake of 1989.
At second base, so the Oakland A's take.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
The next day, the state DOT here looked at the collapse of the Cypress structure in Oakland, that double-deck reinforced concrete structure. It looks almost identical to the Alaskan Way Viaduct.
That was our first wake-up call. By 1995, Steve Kramer and the other engineers involved knew exactly how dangerous the viaduct was.
We went to the State Transportation Commissions. We sat in front of them and gave our testimony about the results of our analyses. There were TV cameras all over the place. It was on the news. It was a big deal for about 2 days. And then everybody forgot about it.
Until February 28th, 2001. The second wake-up call.
So then 6 years later, we get the Nisqually earthquake and a few chips of concrete fall and hit some cars. And that's what it took to make the threat real.
Here we are, 2016. That's 15 years later, and we still don't have that viaduct replaced.
This is Judy Cliburn, head of the House Transportation Committee. She is one of the politicians who sets the priorities around here. Cliburn says the viaduct replacement is just one item on a giant list of work that needs to be done.
The total at the bottom was $80 billion.
$80 billion for what?
For the infrastructure needs of the state.
But Cliburn says we're in denial, even though we've had two wake-up calls.
I don't think people want to believe it. I think when you tell them how big the need is, they just look at you and they say, they just don't have the ability to have that much of a concept.
That may be why the totality of our transportation infrastructure needs does not come up for discussion when legislators commit to a budget. WSDOT only sends the short list of its needs, and the legislature chooses from that. It's different elsewhere, like in California, where earthquakes are a fact of life. Every year, California publishes a report that puts a big, scary number on the state's infrastructure needs, putting it up for public discussion, part of the annual budget process.
Our needs for deferred maintenance alone on state facilities is somewhere in the neighborhood of $77 billion.
This is H.D. Palmer, Deputy Director of California's Department of Finance, at his office in the Capitol. He says publishing the entire government's infrastructure priorities
gives you a more comprehensive understanding of what the state's overall needs are.
And it gives the governor, legislators, and the public the same information, which is then used to set priorities. Without it, he says,
it would be kind of like driving without a roadmap.
Loma Prieta in 1989 was a big wake-up call for California. Afterward, the state found more than 2,000 bridges in need of retrofit. It has fixed all but two. Steve Kramer of the University of Washington.
They have made it more of a priority than we've made here.
This is I-5 over Ravenna Boulevard. Engineers say the overpasses here are clearly at risk. Steve Kramer says people who use our highways may want to know that.
I would like to know myself driving across any structure. I think it can only help bring some pressure to bear on the people who make decisions about funding earthquake retrofitting and that sort of thing.
If you want to know what bridges on your commute need to be prepared for a major earthquake, go to KUOW.org. I'm Carolyn Adolph in Seattle.